Macmillan Audio presents Dead Pig Collector by Warren Ellis. Read for you by Will Wheaton.
Mr. Sun was almost 40,000 seconds behind the moment when he finally emerged from the shiny, sad pens of LAX into the wet heat of the late afternoon. It takes 40,000 seconds, more or less, to fly from London to Los Angeles and then negotiate the boxes and runs of the airport. That's how he thought of it. 11 hours would be a sleep of exhaustion and a leisurely breakfast. It didn't carry a sense of urgency. 40,000 seconds sounded to him like time running away without him, leaving him stuck in a dim and disconnected past. A lot could happen in 40,000 seconds. Mr. Sun put his shades on. It had been winter in Britain for the previous 18 months or so, and he only saw authentic daylight when he traveled or on television. Los Angeles light, stinging as it was, had a familiar quality to him. It was a strange thing, he reflected, to recognize a certain flavor of daylight from afternoon films in the Sundays of his childhood. He'd already lifted his packet of cigarettes and his lighter from the top pocket of his rollerboard bag. The lighter was a gift from one of his apparent legion of uncles and aunts who'd passed through London on their way from China to God only knew where. A flat, 2-inch-long bar that charged by USB, it featured an ultraviolet light for finding the watermark on paper money, as well as a button-operated cigarette lighting coil. Mr. Sun had, in 2009, owned a cigarette lighting cell phone, a Chinese SB6309, with the hot coil under a slide-away plate on the bottom of the phone's back. He'd loved that stupid phone, but business had eventually demanded that he use something smarter. He'd never thrown that phone away, though, and when at home, he sometimes took it.